Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. The best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad.
College
Radio. Love fantasy.
The Diva Squad.
On Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ College Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have my two fellow divas. Divas, you in the building?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So welcome back, ladies. Welcome back, world. Of course, we're going to bless you with a wonderful show this evening. We had a couple different topics we're going to discuss. But those of you who are new to the Diva Squad, here at the Diva Squad, we have a platform where you can call in and be whoever you want. Talk about the different topics that we have. If you have something you want to share, you can share that as well. We're not licensed to do this. We do this because we love it and because we're gifted and talented with it. So with that being said, how you ladies been?
As for me, I'll go first. Listen, I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, I can complain, but I won't. But I won't. And shout out to all my Cancerians. This is cancer season. Happy birthday to whoever is celebrating a birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to my cousin Big Drew. Today was his birthday. He would have been 39 today. Happy heavenly birthday to him. Happy birthday to the land of the living, whoever's out there celebrating a birthday. Celebrate responsibly. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to all the graduates and that are moving on to the next level in their lives and stuff. Congratulations. Congratulations to the parents. We don't want to forget them either. So, you know, let's enjoy the summer, you know, because it's been we suffered last summer, so Let's celebrate this summer with grace.
Amen to that. How about you, Ray?
I'm going to definitely agree with what the divas have said so far. Blessed. I'm grateful. We wanted this hot weather. We finally got it. So I will not complain. Wherever I go, I'm in AC anyway, so my week has gone fine. Yeah.
All right. So, of course, it's your girl, Storm. Week has been okay. Graduation party was a success. Shout out to everyone who took part and helped out. And, you know, definitely it takes a village. So definitely thanking my village, you know, for, you know, stepping up and helping out. You know, appreciate everybody, you know. So with that, of course, just trying to, you know, figure out the next step. I figure one of the other shows, you know, about the parents are asking questions about, you know, like what is the next step for your child? Like what would you want that to be? I was talking to a couple people today and they were talking about, you know, we're not going to talk about that tonight. We're going to save that for another, you know, day because everybody wants things different for their kids. And, you know, you guys have graduates and, you know, college graduates. So, you know, definitely I would explain to them that come next week or the week after we'll talk about that. You know, but for right now, you know, definitely check us out. You know, we have a couple different topics that we're going to talk about tonight. You know, some more serious than others, you know, but definitely want to, you know, just chop it up and be able to express what's going on in the world and, of course, be able to touch a little bit of that love fantasy. You know, do what we do best. Yes, do what we do best. Yes, I said it. Yes. So we're definitely going to chop that up. So, ladies, I know both of you guys have some different topics. Whichever one of you guys want to go first, the phone line is open, 563-999-3577. You must press that one button to be able to go on the air. I'm not sure if we do have the Diva mail, but let's start it. Let's see. You know, time flies by us, so you definitely want
really
to, cut the small talk and let's just jump right in it. So whichever one of you guys want to go first, let's get it.
Yes. Well, all righty then. I am looking for that topic that I had. And Lord knows I can't find it. But it had something to do with
Wait. So pause Ray Queen. We're going to leave Ray Queen pondering in her thoughts. Miss Mobetta, what's up?
Y'all know I stay ready. My late grandmother, Ms. Earlene Shelby Hepburn, always told me if you stay ready, you'll never have to get ready.
Yeah.
Y'all know how this great mind works. We always have a topic. But I want to start out I do want to start out, though, real quick with speaking about Sha'Carri Richardson. For those who don't know who she is, she's a sprinter that she was entering into the Olympics. However, she tested positive for THC, and they didn't put her on the roster. So now the thing is, they only took her off for 30 days, but by the time she would have entered into the Olympics, she would have missed a couple of the events. So she would have only made it for a certain amount of time or whatever. And however, but there were so many mixed comments and feelings and thoughts on her.
Getting to Hawaii is a breeze with nonstop flights on
weed
and stuff like that. And they, you know, they was like, well, the rules are the rules. She know what the rules was. Like she said, she stated herself on her Twitter and stuff, like, I'm not looking for sympathy. I take accountability for what I did. I knew what I did. She just lost her mother. She had buried her mother. So, you know, it was emotional. She used it as a coping mechanism. So she knew what she was doing. But there was, you know, some harsh comments like, oh, I think she did it because she backed out. Now, my thing is, on that aspect, if you have never lost a parent or mother, I don't think you should even touch on that situation. You should shut up. You should shut all the way up, because that you can't tell people how to grieve and how to deal with a loss for somebody that you're close with. You understand what I'm saying? And it made me angry because people could be so damn ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Just to hear themselves talk or to be heard. Like, shut up. If you have not been in a situation as to where you lost your mother or something like that, or maybe you wasn't close with your mother and lost it and had no feeling about it, I think you should be quiet. You understand? So she owned up to it. You understand?
Uh-huh.
She took it like a woman. You know what I mean? She has a big following, though. She has a big backing from a lot of celebrities, athletes. People were coming out in numbers like, okay, THC, it was a lot worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's happened before. They allowed Michael Phelps to compete. He competed, and then they went behind and tried to take what he had. But, you know, it's not like it was this ongoing a drug-enhancing, you know what I'm saying? THC is a little different because people use it to go to sleep. It's like the new medicine, believe it or not. So, and even where she smoked it, it wasn't illegal. It's just that the rules of the Olympics, she wasn't allowed to have anything in her system. So, and trust me, for anybody that smokes weed, and know, weed slows your ass down, slows you all the way down, hungry, happy, sleepy. So, you know what I'm saying? They were probably just gloating that she's like, oh, because the girl's a beast. She's a beast. She runs. So, you know, they was happy, like, oh, yes, we got something on her, so she could sit her ass down. You know, they already mad we got Simone Biles, so to have two of them, oh, no, that's a no-no.
Right.
So, sorry, y'all. I had to go off on that one.
That's what she said. What she said, yes. My first introduction to her, I don't watch TV often anymore. I really, really don't. I literally do not watch TV for even 1 hour during the week. It's that little. So I've been seeing a few sneak peeks on, you know, on the web or my phone or whatever. Is this the new girl who has colored hair and people have something to say about the color of her hair and her style? Okay, so they were looking. Okay, so they were looking. They were looking for something to find on her.
They were.
And isn't that legal now? The marijuana and the THC and all that stuff.
No.
Isn't that legal?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it,
not,
you know
not
what
when
it is.
It comes
I mean,
to the Olympics.
I was gonna say, people, we gotta be careful with the whole like being legal because theoretically, yes. Some of the, you know, marijuana, is medical marijuana is legal. But now you go to the store and you buy, you know, and you pick up a package or whatever the case may be, you know, and you do what you do. Guess what? You still have to make sure that if you're going to be tested or whatever the case may be, that that may show up. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
And believe me, like I'm proud of the sister. Don't get me wrong. I'm proud of her. She's definitely doing big things. And come on now, not for nothing. At the end of the day, it's probably not the first time she smoked weed. Let's be for real. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's just. And she had a lot going on at that time, and I think her grandmother was the one that I think that raised her. You know, she did lose her biological mother, but I believe, you know, because she said something that was a little different to me, where it says she, you know, she loved her mother, and she thanked her mother for bringing her into this world, you know, and she loved her, and she knew her mother loved her, you know what I'm saying? But the credit was kind of going to, like, the grandmother. So I say all that to say losing someone in general, because it doesn't have to be the person that raised her, you know, but it could be the person that gave her life, you know, due to whatever the circumstancing is in her life and in their life. I feel like people look to, like, pinpoint, you know, certain things, and it's like reality is that she lost somebody. You know what I'm saying? She lost somebody. She takes accountability for the fact that, yes, she was smoking. Okay, guess what? She's not the first or last person that's going to smoke weed. If you test half of them athletes that's out there, I guarantee you they're going to test positive. I'm just saying.
I agree.
I guarantee you they're going to test positive.
I
think that sometimes the focus, I feel like the focus sometimes, you know, takes away from what's at hand. You know what I'm saying? What's most important at hand. So people look to find fault and to do different things. Now, if devil's advocate, now, boo, did you know you was going to be tested? Because if you knew you was going to be tested, then that means you shouldn't have smoked whatever you smoked. You see what I'm saying? So when you talk about accountability and awareness, you know, you don't want to do anything that's going to jeopardize what? Go ahead.
She said she knew.
You don't want.
She didn't deny
you don't
it.
Want to do.
She didn't.
Right, but
she
my thing is
of.
That you have to be. Then, if you talk about accountability, accountability is you were aware that you were going to be tested, so therefore you made that conscious decision yourself. You made that decision. So unfortunately, devil's advocate. Unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes in those situations. But let's give credit when credit's due. She was making records. She was doing what she was supposed to do despite what she went through and what she did with the smoking. Realistically, she's no different than anybody else. I'm sorry. She's no different than any other athlete that's out there that smoke weed, or some of them do steroids, or some of them do all this different stuff to help them, these drug enhancers. She's no different than anybody else to me. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it.
But she
I get
she
it,
knew,
you know.
She knew what she was getting into. She knew it. She admitted it. She said, hey, I'm human. I knew what I was doing. I'm not looking for sympathy. That's exactly, if you check her Twitter, it's there.
Yeah, so, I checked it. You know what I'm saying? But to me, I just feel like that's a lot to throw away, though. You know what I'm saying? You knew it, but that's a lot to throw away. You know, it's like.
She'll get it back.
When I say devil's advocate, I mean devil's advocate, because you got all these other, how often do you see a young African-American out there doing what she's doing? Let's be for real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, let's be for real. I'm not talking about in 15, 20, 30, 40 years.
Actually,
you know?
Believe it or not, there actually is. There's a lot of African-American athletes that get overlooked in
but
those
not,
positions.
But not making,
they don't,
not, but
they
not
don't
setting records.
They don't highlight them.
Not
you
setting records like that.
But listen, you know, but you know why they don't highlight it? Because they don't have a story to exploit them. You are, listen, when it comes to certain positions that people are in, they look for people that they can exploit, with people with broken backgrounds or come from the hood. And different things like that. You understand what I'm saying? Trust me, I know better. I
get
firsthand it. Hand how that works. I know firsthand
but, okay.
of how that
but
works.
You knowing, when, but
when
you knowing firsthand how it works, right? Devil's advocate.
Absolutely.
You know firsthand how it works. So when you knowing how it works now, okay, so why are you out there smoking that's going to jeopardize what you're working so hard for?
Again, look, she comes from a broken background, and when it comes to grieving and a loss, you not. I don't care how you try to fix it one way or another. You can't tell people how to do it.
Absolutely,
I don't care.
I agree.
Yeah, but I feel like
you're
pointing out the grieving.
Whether it's from the person that
mm-hmm.
raised you, when you're grieving, I don't care what your position is. There's people even in higher positions than her that lost her because they made stupid decisions. That happens. But you still can't tell nobody how to grieve.
So are you saying that the reason she was smoking is because she was grieving?
She's not disqualified. She's not disqualified. They only suspended her for 30 days. So it's not
okay.
like she's
right.
not eligible to go back
so
and perform again.
Right.
She just was suspended for 30 days. And by the time she got there,
right.
she
but
just
my,
a
but my
of
question,
could have.
Mm-hmm. But my question for you is, so are you saying that the reason she was smoking is it because she was grieving?
Well, that's how she put it. That's how she put it. Do I believe that?
I said devil's advocate,
sure.
people.
No,
for
I'm,
those
I'm,
of you who are listening,
sure
those
probably
of you, you know, those of you who are those of you who are listening, the number to call is that 563-999-3577, and we're
yes.
pretty much talking right now. But I'm saying the devil's advocate because Ms. Mobetta, you know more than we know about losing a mom, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Losing someone so sacred. You know about that more than we know, mm-hmm. okay? And that I give to you hands down because you're one of the strongest women I know that's able to
Amen.
Still bounce back and still maintain on a daily basis. But with you,
Amen.
With your experience and you with what you went through, you being a mom, okay, of both male and female,
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you're saying that based on her Twitter or her account, mm-hmm. wherever she posted it, that she put that the reason she, you know, she was human pretty much, and that the reason she mm-hmm. was smoking is because she lost her mother.
Yes,
her biological
she said
mother.
She
I'm sorry.
Because she couldn't sleep. She said she was having
okay.
trouble sleeping, and she was smoking weed to
mm-hmm.
help her sleep. That's
okay.
the story we got. For me to say anything else would be a total assumption. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't know.
It's love fantasy. It's a love fantasy with the Diva Squad. We give opinions over here. Some of the stuff we talk about is facts and some is not. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, but
no.
I don't know.
Indeed.
I just
no,
I find
know.
That I kind of find that hard to believe, but like I said, devil's advocate.
Listen,
I'm so full now. I was born that night, but not last night. Come on, come
I know.
On,
that's
now.
What I'm saying.
So
I don't know.
But like I said, for me to say anything other would be an assumption. I'd be assuming. I could assume
right.
anything. You understand what I'm saying? So I could be assuming that she's done it before. I don't know if they tested before and you know, nothing came up, or if this is the first
question.
Time being tested because of the Olympics
question.
Or whatever. Either way, it's just it's a sad situation because you see the potential she has and what she
mm-hmm.
can come out of it for her. You understand
She'll
what I'm saying?
Right.
So
saved,
I get
though.
What you're saying on that note. You know, to don't throw it all away just for some THC. But again, you still got to go back to the
because
roots.
There's other
having,
because there's other things
still having grievance
there's
issues.
Other,
like I
yeah, but
I,
there's
I
we can't tell anybody how to grieve. But what I'm saying is, when you're put in the spotlight, the way as you said, you know, they look at you know people who come from broken homes and stuff like that. You know, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get that. I haven't experienced myself personally, but I get it. I understand they single out certain people
mm-hmm.
because of the background and this, that, and the other, and where they're from and what they've been through, their stories. I get all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the point that I'm making is just we also have to just be conscious and aware of, okay, yes, she's grieving and she's having a hard time grieving, plus she's, you know, breaking records and she's setting everything and she's accomplishing something that a lot of little black girls have never even thought could be possible, you know, especially
right.
you see it from all the other races so many times. And yeah, you do see African-American people, you know, out there in the Olympics and doing stuff. Yeah. But you know what? Not for nothing. When you see those ones breaking records and their potential is all the way up there and they're reaching and they're going hard and they're focused. I just wish personally, storm speaking, that there was someone else that could have been in her corner, that could have maybe gave her something else to help her sleep, or that could have got her something, counseling or something like that, that could have helped her.
And that's
so
what
way,
I'm, that's
she's
what I'm
not,
about to say.
She's not looked at as, okay, oh, the young African-American with the colorful hair, the smoking, you know. I just wish that
they,
that wasn't,
you know,
the image
saw,
that
they,
was given.
They saw that first.
But
They saw
you know,
that first.
I'm just saying.
That's how I heard.
Not even the fact that she was breaking her own records and all that stuff. What stood out first was the color of her hair and how
mm-hmm.
long her nails are. You understand?
Yes,
so
of course.
All of that stuff was already rose. It was already in.
Okay, so when someone passes away, and I've witnessed this so many times, I go to wakes, I go to funerals, I go, oh my gosh, like so many. What I see a lot of times is the family, the immediate family members. A lot of them are medicated to get them through their moment. I mean, so many of them. Now, as I look back, while we're talking about this topic, she said she lost her grandmother who raised her, was very close to her.
No, her biological mother.
Her biological mother. So she smoked some weed to, you know, help her get it together or whatever. Immediately after you lose a loved one, there is help. There is help out there. All you have to do is reach out to somebody. Me, I'm going to fall on my knees. I'm going to fall on my knees and I pray. I remember losing my father, and, like, the only thing that got me through was to be closer to God. But I see a lot of, and I'm going to say this, a lot of Caucasian people, it's a lot of Caucasians. They be so high when I go into the wake and the funeral, so upset their doctor prescribed them with these medications, you know, to help them get through their somber moment. And speaking to them afterward, I can, you know, like, I'll have a conversation with them later on, and they will have openly admitted, look, I don't know if I could have made it without that doctor putting me on that medication for that week or two. I mean, like, drugged up, to the point where they look like I've seen it. So with that being said, there are other options out there, you know. I'm just saying,
just
reach out to somebody.
You just would look at differently, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know it's a wish. I know it's a dream, you know what I'm saying? But it's like we also have to, you know, I feel like we're taking accountability. We also have to make sure that we, you know, that we're aware of, okay, it's a dream that she's had since she was a little kid. So I just wish that there was someone in her corner that was able to just, you know, hang on maybe a couple more days, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like not saying that there was someone and there wasn't, but I'm just saying the end result spoke for itself. That's what I'm saying. The end result of, and no offense to anybody, but she didn't really give her father and them no credit. She said without her team, you know, without her, her coaches and without her grandmother, there would be no her.
Mm-hmm.
Without her family, there'd be no her. So to me, that let me know that grandma, whoever you are, grandma is the name, and she's the person that's trying to really raise this young lady and keep her together and keep her grounded. And as for a grandmother, it's hard, you know, someone so young, someone so talented. So I hear the loss of the mom, you know, I hear it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say sometimes people look to say, okay, yes, and this happened. And maybe that's part of the reason why they took for the story of, okay, well, oh, you know, she lost her mother, or she broke her record, or she has colored hair, or her nails, this, that, and the other, you know, because black people, as they say, we always doing some crazy stuff. So we get out there, and we got super long nails, and as she said, she got long nails, she got colorful hair, she put on her poker face, you know, and she's out there. And I just wish that when they talk about us, and they talk about us African-Americans and our young queens and our young kings, I just wish they give us more credit, you know, because I don't see them the Caucasian person out there that freaking, you know what I'm saying, that, oh, was high or that took that, you know, and that enhancement to help them. I don't see you talking about them like that, but as soon as one of us get out there, you willing to take our whole story of our life and just trash the whole thing, you know? So to me, it's like I just wish that we got more credit than that. I don't know, but I don't want to keep going all around in circles. I know we had a couple more things we wanted to talk about, and I just, you know, I just pray that, you know, her support system stays strong and that she's able to continue to, you know, make us proud, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Moving forward with our next topic. I got it, yeah, I found it.
Did you find it?
No. Yes, I
did. Oh, shucks, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, our show is Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. So, we figured, y'all see my voice got a little sexier when I said that. So we figured we go back to our stomping grounds with this and make it a little more about relationships, you know, throw our little relationship love fantasy thing back in there tonight. So let's talk about some relationships. He or she is dead set against marriage again. Is that a dating deal breaker for you?
Dead set.
I'm on the fence with that one because, okay. So let's just say you've been in love before, you've been married before, or at least in a committed relationship, and. Fast forward to the new relationship, and you find out that this person does not want to ever get married again, has been married and divorced, and does not ever want to get married again, is open to the possibility of falling in love, but doesn't want to ever get married again. Is that a deal breaker for you?
It depends if you're looking to get married. If you're this is Storm speaking. I think if your ultimate goal in life is to get married to your soulmate and to, marry them and spend the rest of your life with them, I feel like if you do get married the first time and it doesn't work out, and then you say, oh, okay, well, you know what, it didn't work out, my soulmate, whatever the case may be, I find someone else. If you meet someone else and you let them know up in advance that I don't want to get married, I feel like they, if they have to respect it, if they're looking to get married, you know, if they're looking to get married. Like me, I only want to get married one time, so I'm married now, you know. So I only want to, I only want to do it one time. I don't want to do it again. Like, this is it for me, you know. This is it.
Okay.
Why?
Myself, Ray Queen, I was married once, and I would like to fall in love again. I'd like to fall in love again, and I look forward to being with someone for the rest of my days.
Sorry about that.
And definitely look, you know, I want to get married. I want to be married again. I want to be in love again.
I really do.
If not, though, I am willing to spend the rest of my life single. If I have to. But
you could be in a relationship.
I could be in a relationship. If this person, you know, if someone wants to, is willing to be in a relationship with me for the rest of my life and just don't, they don't want to get married, they don't want to go through that again, I could understand.
A companion. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I understand that. A companion, yes. But I want to get married again.
Oh, okay. Get it. Yes, get it. Okay.
Well,
what about you? What about you, Miss Mobetta? Did I hear your answer? I'm sorry.
Well, I've never been married. However, I was in a very long-term relationship.
Right.
From my past relationship, the stuff that I've learned, I would like to get married. You know, I figure I'd try it at least once, you know. I tried at least once. I was close before, but God didn't have that ordained, so it didn't happen. You know, so
right.
mm-hmm. Now I had to speak to God about it first, because if that's what He wants for me, then I'm patient, you know. He's going to send it that
right.
way. You know, he's going to set it up that way. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't think it was it's a lot of difference. You know, some people say that marriage is just a piece of paper or whatever. I think it's
mm-hmm.
bigger than that. You know, it's creating a bond. It's creating a family. You know, and starting a life of your own, because like they were saying, you're pretty much still single if you're just in a boyfriend girlfriend relationship, you know. And
I don't know.
I'm just saying, no. These are just scenarios. I'm not saying that's my opinion. These are just things that I've heard.
Of course.
So it's like marriage. I feel is like it's for identity purposes. Like we are identifying that we one love each other unconditionally, you know, two, that we have this bond, that we are a family, you know, and that, you know, and also for security
mm-hmm.
purposes, you know, so I think marriage is bigger than just a piece of paper, in my opinion. It's just my opinion, because I've never been married. A lot of people get married for different reasons.
Question.
You know, they get married for different reasons. What's up,
question?
Greg?
Mm-hmm.
Last name, changing the last name. What say you with the changing your last name after marriage?
What about it? Mine's is hyphenated.
Yours is hyphenated?
Yeah, mine is hyphenated.
Like, did you go all out and change it on your birth certificate?
No.
I'm not your birth certificate. Your driver's license and social security card? I did.
No.
And I'm still waiting
to
drop that name.
I didn't, because I'm hyphenated. And my thing is, it's hyphenated. So
mm-hmm.
I would be adding my new last name, so to speak. But my name is still there. So technically, in my head,
okay.
I was like, oh, I don't really have to change it because it's hyphenated, you know?
Okay.
It might be some people who have been married for a long time, they think I'm crazy. They say the first thing I should have did was went down there and changed everything over, is what my older married seasoned friends say. You know, that was like one of the first things that you should have did. That's what they say. And then when
mm-hmm.
I said, oh, well, it's hyphenated, though, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's hyphenated, you know, and I keep saying the same thing, and they're like, okay, what does that mean? Your marriage isn't hyphenated, you know? I'm like,
right.
Oh, you're right, you know?
Right.
Like,
So I have a question
yeah.
for married ladies.
Uh-huh.
So do you feel it necessary to have rings?
Rings?
Have rings?
Yes, rings.
No.
I do.
No. Mm-mm. I don't.
Wow.
And to me, I feel like, forgive me when I say it, rings are made to come off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, when they get married, sometimes we, you know, as women, let's just say men gain weight, women gain weight, your ring becomes too tight, you know, you can't
mm-hmm.
fit it anymore,
you know,
it stops the circulation, you know, but guess what? Depending on your situation and your life, that may not be an option. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now,
right.
if my husband was into tattoos, we could get a, we could have a nice tattoo van, you know, and that's
yeah,
forever,
yeah.
You know, whether I'm fat,
yeah.
whether I'm skinny, whether I'm 600 pounds or not, we could have got bands like that, you know, but to me, it's not mandatory. It doesn't mean that it's not that important to me, you know.
I just think, in my opinion, and this is what I've learned in some classes that I've taken, and it, what happens is the rings and stuff like that, again, it's for identity purposes. Now you don't have people approaching you as if you were a single woman. You can't be mad
mm-hmm.
when people do that. You understand? But when they see that, once they see that band, when they see the bands on your fingers or whatever, it makes it second guesses them. Yeah, some people do still do whatever with bands on. However, when they see those bands, you're like, oh, that's a married man. Oh, that's a married woman. I shouldn't go there. You know, some people still have morals. You know,
right.
some
see,
people have
you know,
morals.
That's old fashioned,
and they see those things and keep it moving. So that way, everybody's pretty much protected. Like, you know, I'm not. You know, we can sin in thought and as well as deed and all kinds of other stuff. So that
see,
that becomes visible. That's a whole nother.
See,
show.
I kind of feel like that's a. It's. I don't know. I feel like it depends on you and what you want and what you expect. Because what I noticed with whether I have my ring on or not, I'll still get approached. You know, I feel like I get approached now more. But I feel like I get approached more now with my ring on than my ring off. So that's why I say it depends, I guess, on the person and where you are and who you're meeting and so on. Because I feel like for some people, it's kind of like a magnet. Because they're like, oh, okay, marriage, stability, home. You know what I'm saying? It's like they think of all these other things when they see a ring. I don't feel like some people look at it like, oh, okay, well, she's married. She's taken, you know. To me, I don't think that's why I say it depends on the person and what they're really looking for and you know what your marriage is based on. Like if you're basing your marriage based on what the Bible says, you know, then yes, then you should do everything there is, you know, with the Bible of what it says. Some people, you know, they take bits and pieces of the Bible that pertains to them and their relationship and their situation, you know. So it's like you can't really have it both ways. It's either you're going to either do it 100% how the book says, you know, or you're just going to say, you know what, I'm just going to pick apart what works for me in my situation.
No, we know nothing is ever 100% anyway. We know that. So if somebody actually approach you while you're wearing your ring, number one is disrespectful. Number two, now that's when you as the ring bearer, it's up to you to shut them down. Like, excuse me, you know what I'm saying? I'm married. But again, if your marriage is that strong, that's what you would say to them. You understand? But most people,
right, with or without a ring,
that are morally correct, not even biblically. That are morally correct are going to see that like, all right, she's married. You know what I'm saying? But if they feel that comfortable enough to still approach you while wearing your wedding band, then they just have no respect. Those people don't really don't care.
Of course.
So that's why, again,
you know,
it's up to us.
People,
like, no, I'm married. I shouldn't have to tell you
but
that.
But you know how many people like that, though?
But
you know how many people, like, even like say, even if, I mean, Ray, you know, even if you put on like an engagement ring, let's just say, okay, even if you take any ring and you put it on nice, you know, ring, you put it on your ring finger, right? And and you're out and about, because even though you're married, you don't have to wear your band. You could wear your engagement ring by itself, you know, or
just
if it's a set, you don't have, right, you don't have to wear both of them. So if once you put on that ring, and you go, I feel like it's the company you keep. It's the people you're around. It's the setting of which you're in. It's how you carry yourself. All of those, I feel, play a major part in who's approaching you, you know, who's approaching you and why they feel so comfortable approaching you with your ring on. Now, you meet those knuckleheads that don't care if you got a ring or not. How many times
that's
you go out and you can see you walking with your man, and next thing you know, somebody else could be right there, like, checking you out or looking at you, or there could be a female looking at your man, or how many
there
people you know you put up on Facebook, oh, I'm in a relationship with so-and-so. That's like a magnet. You could have married so-and-so, but how many people in your inbox?
That's true, too. Then the first thing they do is in your inbox, to like, you know,
you know
they're trying to create some type of competition that doesn't exist.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it depends.
True.
Like I said, I think it depends on the person. I think it depends.
Well,
you know, it depends on the person.
That,
me personally.
We're dealing with a world full of different people. Everybody that's born is different.
Oh, Lord.
In some
Jesus
way, shape,
different.
Form, or fashion.
Oh,
you know, it's crazy.
That's
crazy.
But it depends, too, on your foundation.
You
know, it depends on your foundation of your marriage. You know, like I'll be the first person to tell you, I feel, you know, my husband will tell me I'm wrong, but I feel that after we got married, excuse my language, I feel like he's like a pussy magnet. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like you get all these people. I'm serious. I feel like you get all these people out the woodwork, you know, of now all of a sudden, you know, oh, how you doing? You know, what you up to? You know, are you married? You know he married. Cut it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like.
Knock it off, bitch.
Exactly. And I feel like for him, like, you guys know him. He'll get dressed to the T just to arrive somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
He'll put that good smelling cologne.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
He'll put that good smelling cologne on and step out and look like a million dollars.
Yes, I know.
And
stay
next
clean.
Thing you know.
So
to me, that's how I feel. I feel like it depends on your foundation. Now, your foundation of your marriage, your foundation of your relationship. Now, before we got married, he knew I wanted to get married. He wanted to get married. If it was something that he would have said, oh, I don't want to be married, that would have been a deal breaker for me. Because I was in a couple of long-distance relationships and many years of relationships.
Yeah.
And this is something that I wanted. So if you establish that in advance and that person says, oh, no, I don't want to get married, that's not something that I'm interested in doing, then you need to figure out before you go step two or three into that next date or two, you need to figure that out. Some people, honestly, like my late grandmother used to say, like a company keeper is better than anything. Okay, to her, you know, to her. A company keeper, that's old school. Exactly. So a company keeper, back in the day, guess what, was better than anything. Because guess what? That's your company keeper. He comes to the house. He spends some time with you. You know, y'all mingle. Then he go home and you got your place. You got his place. You know, he has his place. That worked for him back then. But nowadays, that don't work for us in 2021. If that's the case, then we might as well just remain boyfriend and girlfriend. And we just say.
No, that's so true. Why even push any other issue?
I don't know. That's how I feel. But, you know. So, Anthea, Miss Mobetta, I did want to.
Show. That's what we do.
I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you and Ray Queen a question.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
What's up with that? What's up with Bill Cosby? What's up with that? What's up with Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
Let's give like about 5 minutes on that. What's up with that?
A little jello pudding.
Bill Cosby's a free man. I was surprised.
He's a free
I was surprised. And he looked better than when he went in.
That trigger out here acting like he can't hear, can't see, can't
do nothing. But he was smiling. He's out. He's free man. Something happened. Something happened, and they had to let him go.
They dropped the ball. What happened? They went into. They had deposition back in 2017, where he participated. He willingly gave information to the district attorney's office. However, they signed disclosures where they could not try him for any information that he disclosed to them. And what they did, they switched prosecutors, and the new prosecutor used whatever information Bill Cosby gave and tried him on it and had people testify, and that was totally against the law. That's why they had to drop the charges and release him.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why that happened. So it's not like he wasn't guilty of anything. He voluntarily gave up information to them of what whatever occurrences that happened that he remembered, and they used it against him. That's what they used to try him, and by law they weren't allowed to.
I forgot the name of what they
called that, but that's how he ended up a free man with charges dropped. So
he did the right thing. His lawyers did the right thing.
Pennsylvania messed it up, huh?
They did it. He did the right thing. Stopped that plea and said, you know, if I confess to this and that,
that he was a publicly married man and all of this stuff. So I'm not sure if I wish I could see the minutes from what he told them, because.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what did he must have promised him some kind of role or something, because I don't know. I just didn't believe the story. The story was all iffy for me from the beginning. So, you know,
what about
you're going to a hotel room with somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning to have a meeting?
Well, no. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you. My opinion is, I feel like these women exactly. I feel like some of these women knew exactly what they wanted. And forgive me. I'm not saying he had to pay for services, but I'm just saying, even though some of the well-known rich men pay for services, you know, from time to time. So I feel like they gave a service, and then later on they felt the need to try and come up. I'm just saying, because
I just don't
see you waiting until he gets like dirt old. You know what I'm saying? To come out and say, he touched me. I'm being honest with you. Why not get him when he was in his prime, making all that money? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Why
like,
now?
Why now?
What was
come out now and then?
What's the threat now? He can't even see. Damn it! What's the threat?
Hello.
Sudden is such a threat. Well, you know, they had this whole thing going on that he was purchasing NBC, and they didn't want him to, so they started cooking up, you know, coming up with all of these ugly ass women. I'm sorry, they were ugly. And saying that he did slip them quaaludes and all kinds of stuff, but they can't remember if he did anything to them. You understand? He was a known quaalude user. You know, that's all they did back in those days. Everybody who hit the stage back in those days was high.
But did you guys read that he's supposed to venture and do some like comedy tours and stuff, and he's going to be doing these like documentary series of himself? Wait, where was the thing? It said on his legacy of the once beloved comic turned convicted sexual predictor.
That must be a meme, whatever they call it.
Listen, you say whatever, but if he come out and he talk about doing a comedy tour, you know, and because not for nothing, I mean, forgive me, Lord, please forgive me. It wouldn't be funny, but I feel like he'd flip this into some type of comic somewhere, you know, like he'd be able to.
If he isn't, the other comedians are going to. If he don't go to himself, the other comedians are going to eat this shit up. They going to eat it up.
Right, so guess what?
He's going to make money.
So he's going to eat it up.
He's going to come out with a book and then a tour.
Yep.
Yes, and he's going to capitalize on it.
I'm just saying.
That's what he's doing. His wife probably already had the book written.
He probably did.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Camille had that book written already. So they just to lock him up. So he
Camille's
have a
been
little,
on top of her
story to tell.
She's
you know,
been on
now.
Top of her game. She's been on top of her
she
game.
She's stuck in there.
Cha-ching.
She's stuck in there.
Cha-ching.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ching.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
stand
Debo,
by your
man.
She
sure did. You take care of me that good financially, and I ain't got to worry about no bills, no car notes, no nothing, and I can walk around looking pretty.
No,
I might still hold your name. I have a comment. A friend of mine just left a comment in the inbox, and he said, once you put the ring on your finger, real quick, he said, once you put the ring on your finger, it's a symbol of love to one another. Once you take it off, you're fair game.
That sounds good. But guess what? Even if you're engaged, until you say I do, people think you're fair game.
It's still fair game.
Let me tell y'all something.
You know,
one thing that runs deep for me.
Oh.
Is not my money, but the application to be my future mate runs long.
Wait a minute. My pocket.
One thing that runs deep for me is not my pocket, not my money, not my bankroll, but the application that you know to be my future mate runs long.
I don't know where she gets this stuff from.
I had to hear that again. I had to hear her say it again.
I'm like, Miss Mobetta, I'm saying to myself, where did it even come from? Like, what are you
she's on that dating thing again, folks. She's promoting herself right now. She's marketing herself. She's single and it ain't got nothing to do with the pockets. It's the application. That's what she's saying. That she's available.
Absolutely.
You know what?
This is Ray Queen speaking.
Ray Queen speaking because Miss Mobetta, she's in a relationship.
Yes, holding hands and all in the backyard.
He's like, I love my man. Wait, but guess what? I know we gotta go. Miss Mobetta is saying, I love my man, and guess what? He is not fair game, and he don't have that ring on yet, but he will soon. Now,
I like the fight. I don't know about anybody else. I like the fight. Damn it!
Damn, that's what she's saying. She's saying, I love Hoppo. I love him.
Somebody else just hit me up and said that we need a whole nother hour.
and just to bring it back a little bit when it comes to love fantasy, I did have Diva Mail tonight. We did have Diva Mail. However, in the future, we will be coming back with our Diva Mail. The show is about to get a lot more interesting.
I love Hoppo.
God knows I do, and I kill a bitch dead. I will kill her because then he's non-beneficial. Stop playing with me.
DC Palace does not promote any violence. That is Miss Mobetta letting you know that without that ring, they're off limits.
That's her.
Yes.
That's me.
Off
that's
limits.
Me.
Did you hear it? She was like, off limits, all mine. All right, y'all. Get it. That's right.
Look, but don't touch.
In closing,
that's right. And don't look too hard. I might have to poke you in the eye.
Dogs and Divas. In closing, we are on every Wednesday. There are some times we do take a break, a day off or whatever, but we're on same time, same place every week. So tune in with us. I don't memorize the number, the Divas. Check out
563-999-3577.
That's why she's late, y'all.
And we are all on social media. Check us out. GQ Palace. It's butter, baby.
All right. All right, so with that being said, we out.
What you going to do?
We out, we out.
Chucking up the deuces, holla.
Miss Mobetta, you going, Miss Mobetta?
Yeah, oh, I hear clapping going on. I thought y'all was getting ready to turn it off or something.
No, Rachel was super excited and stuff. I was just trying to, you know, amp her up some
okay.
more.
Okay, I listened. on that note again, I as far as our topics go tonight, I pray that Shikari Richardson gets it right, that she gets some mentoring in her mm-hmm. corner to help okay. her deal with her grieving process so she's not cutting herself
yes.
short of her just due.
Amen.
As far as marriage and stuff goes, I'm limited on that because I've never been married. However, that's my goal. And
you will soon. You will soon.
To play in a game, you have to know the rules before you play. You're not coming in the ninth inning with some different rules. Not gonna happen.
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm. Amen.
You know. But love is love, and I'm sucking up the deuces.
All right. Your girl Storm. It's been a great show. Ditto everything they said. Have a blessed and safe weekend. Look forward to talking to you guys next week. Same time, same place. Let's get it. We out.
Wow.
Can't get you off of my brain.